The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back to the second hour of the weekend edition. Corey and I are chatting right now with Glenn Downs. Glenn is in, if I'm not mistaken, you're down in the Carolinas at a conference. Is that correct?
That is correct, Al. Down here in the beautiful 3rd Congressional District of coastal North Carolina. It goes all the way from the Virginia line down to Wilmington, North Carolina, where I am, all along the beautiful Outer Banks with the Wright Brothers through their plane. And it's a great place to be, I can tell you, much better than Washington, D.C.
Well, I would imagine this time of year it is, particularly this time of year. Here we are in the throes of summer. Having said that, we want to talk about a couple of issues that were very definitely the most important news events of this past week. One was the shooting down of the Malaysian aircraft over the Ukraine. Other one being the fact that now Israel is boots on the ground in Gaza, and what are the implications of that. But I want to start out with talking a little bit about the situation with the airplane. Now, in my opinion, I think it was a totally nonsensical event. By that, I mean, I'm not really sure why anybody in their right mind would want to do something like that. Why would you want to kill over 300 innocent people, for lack of better terms? Having said that, there are a plethora of theories coming out of this thing, all from the conspiracy sector, and I'm not dismissing them, by the way, but a lot of people are saying, well, it happened because of this, or it happened because of this, or it happened because of this. What is the word in Washington, D.C. as of this point anyway, Glenn?
Well, thanks for asking that. Well, first, the first thing you do is you don't get on a Malaysian airliner anytime soon.
No, you don't want to do that.
Well, you know, you'll recall that the missing airliner that flew out of Malaysia was a Malaysian Airlines 777, and here's another Malaysian Airlines 777. And I think as we're recording, there seem to be a lot more questions than answers. And, you know, one of the questions on people's minds is, what in the world was this airliner doing flying in that airspace when all the other airliners weren't flying in that airspace? First of all, somebody make a terrible mistake and an accident. But if it wasn't, and if it was a deliberate act, who would benefit from it? You start getting into all this speculation because there aren't a lot of answers that make a lot of sense to people. The Russia Today, which is the kind of the New York Times of Russia, is in that they are, Russia Today is kind of a Putin mouthpiece, like the New York Times is an Obama mouthpiece. They're speculating that the Malaysian airliner was flying up on a flight path and a trajectory that was very similar to the one taken by Putin's airplane as he was returning to Russia from the BRICS conference down in Brazil, and that the taking out of the airliner was in fact an attempt to take out Putin, and they just picked the wrong plane. But one of the things in talking about the Washington perspective, what immediately came out, I mean, before anybody really knew much of anything, there was you had the immediate usual suspects like Senator McCain coming out immediately fingering Russia or Russian sympathizing rebels within the eastern part of Ukraine as being the culprits, and of course calling for some sort of enhanced action. So people are trying to use this event to further an agenda they might have. There's other speculation, and apparently there's some basis for the speculation beyond just people sitting there rawly speculating that this could be something of a false flag attack from the Ukrainian side, something that some element, let's say, it may not be the direct command of the Ukrainian government, but there could have elements within the Ukrainian government that took it out as a pretense for trying to get NATO to come to allow NATO troops to be brought into the Ukraine. Either way you look at it, though, this represents an escalation in a situation that, as your listeners know, most of us that have been following this don't think this, it may recede from the headlines from time to time, but this situation in the Ukraine has never gone away. And it's ebbed and flowed, but it's never gone away. And this is a real escalation.
It's a real escalation. What I find to be interesting is the stance that the Democrats seem to be taking on this thing. Mrs. Clinton came out on yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, and said, you know, the initial action here, whether it's investigative, whatever, really needs to be taken by the European community. That's an interesting comment coming from Mrs. Clinton. What do you think about that one?
Well, she seems to be making a lot of comments which distance herself from the Obama administration.
And
the
I wonder why that is.
and the Obama administration, frankly, has for the most part just been if you take a look at what Mr. Obama said he was going to do, what he was running, and what he has done since he's been in office. For the most part, he's just kind of fallen in line with the foreign policy establishment of Washington, New York, and across the Atlantic. And so you see a few times where he's broken with them. But for the most part, it has been, you know, they're very interventionist. And you know, there's all kinds of, as we've discussed before, all kinds of layers of games going on here. Not referring to this downed Malaysian airliner in the Ukraine, but people using existing very real geopolitical incidents as pretexts for trying to advance some other agenda. You know, you can't talk about invading or bombing Syria, which they were trying to do, because they're trying to have a Sunni pipeline, you know, go up through Syria. As a way of and then feeding gas into Europe as a way of countervailing Russian strength and Russia's hegemony with natural gas in that part of the world. That doesn't sell with the American people as a way of going to war. So you couch it in terms of, oh, we're trying to save some humanitarian mission to save to save some group of people or the other that is more sellable with the American people. So, you know, never being one to let a good crisis go to waste. Whatever happened with this Malaysian airliner, you have people who very much, like Senator McCain, who very much want to engage Russia in a much more muscular way. And he and others have tried to use that as a pretext for doing what they wanted to do anyway. Mrs. Clinton, on the other hand, who's potentially looking at obviously running for office here, is going to have to do something. Now that she's no longer Secretary of State, she's going to take a different position here, it seems. So it's a hall of mirrors we're in.
Glenn, I think the whole crux of this is that there are a lot of questions, there are a lot of rumors, there are a lot of conspiracy theories. Who knows if we will ever find out the true story, but the fact of the matter is that this can forward political agendas, and we will see people change and address media outlets in certain aspects, and this could be used as a stepping stone to either move in or get other people such as NATO involved in this issue over in Ukraine. It hasn't gone away anywhere, and now by shooting down whoever shot down this plane of innocent people from really around the world, it's bringing this issue to the forefront in more countries. I think we will see more people in different countries going to their politicians and asking them to take some action, whether it's right or wrong. People are irrational when they see these sort of very sad, tragic stories, and this was clearly not a mistake. Somebody had this plan, somebody I truly believe knew what they were doing, and we're just going to have to see the political repercussions of what happens after this, because we are seeing tensions escalate around the world, and we're seeing some countries stay out of it, but how long they can stay out of it, I really have no idea. But Glenn, we're going to be right back with you for another segment talking about some other political issues around the world. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Cryptocurrencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Glenn Downs, we're going to shift away a little bit from the situation, the terrible tragedy where over 300 people were killed in that Malaysian commercial aircraft jet that was shot down over the Ukraine. Going to flip over to the Gaza Strip right now. You know, one would think perhaps come to the faulty conclusion that the situation right now in Gaza is just more of the same. The Israelis are, you know, cleaning up a situation which they really don't believe that they started, and they got on and on and on. going on, but there seems to be more to it here, Glenn, than simply that when you look at the implications of Hamas, the ISIS, et cetera, et cetera. Getting a bit more complicated, isn't it?
Well, it sure is. You know, that's the part of the world where the three major monotheistic religions all believe that Jerusalem is, and particular parts of Jerusalem and that part of the world are holy ground. And there's very emotional, and whether people agree or whether people disagree with that, what doesn't really matter. What matters is there are literally, in this case now, billions of people who think it does matter more than other places in the world. And they will, you know, that's where that Temple Mount is, where Muslims believe that Muhammad ascended into heaven. And of course, that's where Abraham almost sacrificed Isaac. And it's where Christians believe that ultimately Jesus Christ will return and set up a kingdom here on earth, ruling right from there. So that is anytime there's a war in that part of the world, it's a pretty big, hairy deal. And it's got the potential to get out of control very fast.
It seems like these issues over there in the Middle East seem to be somewhat contained over there, as in the fact that a lot of other countries aren't getting involved in a huge sense. Do you think as long as this continues, these issues will continue to just be isolated over there? Do you think there's a growing potential of other countries having to get involved?
Well, first of all, the United States is involved. I mean, the United States gives billions of dollars every year in military support to Israel, they share intelligence. Our Congress passes resolutions all the time taking sides in issues in that part of the world. So whether people like that or don't like that, the fact of the matter is, you know, we are very much are involved. And now the question is, there are some people that would like us to be even more involved. They would like us to, you know, they see threats of neighboring countries all around there, the people that want Israel gone. And so they want, you know, they want the United States to do things like preemptively bomb Iran. And you see this whole, we're involved in this whole ISIS thing. You know, there are all kinds of theories about how people might be even more involved in ISIS than we realize. But this was part of the, you know, as we discussed before, the rebel group up in Syria that we armed, to take out, Sunni Muslims, rebels, to try to take out President Assad there in Syria. And meanwhile, now they're using U.S. armaments and training that they got up in Syria and U.S. armaments that they picked up in Iraq to go sweep across and try to establish. They've declared that they've established an Islamic caliphate. And back to Gaza, there are very credible reports of a rising ISIS presence within Gaza challenging Hamas for leadership over the Palestinian issue. You sort of in a pan-Islamic sense, hey, you know, these guys aren't fighting hard enough for Islam. So, and they use, obviously ISIS has been using particularly brutal tactics to subdue people in numbers that are larger than you think they would, given the number of active fighters that they've got. Even though those active fighters, by all credible reports, now are getting support from not only the Saudis and others, but also from former army officials, Sunnis in the Saddam Hussein army. We disbanded that army rather than keep it together, and this is part of the fruit of that. So there are blowback effects to all kinds of things the United States has been doing. And the question is, are we going to get more sucked into the events in that part of the world? I personally hope not, because every time we've tried to help over there, we've seemed to end up making things worse. But there are people who surely want us to do it.
Yeah, there are people that surely want us to do it. There's no question about that. I tell you, the more I learn about the Middle East, the more I realize that it's really their problem. And the apparent logic behind some of these factions that I would have to put into the realm of being simply, I mean, it's not even close to being sensible. I mean, ISIS going in and just brutally killing, you know, large groups of people is something I simply can't understand. Having said that, I guess I have to say that I can't understand any religion that is quite as violent as this particular one seems to be. But I would suggest at this moment in time that the United States really at this moment in time, I don't think, really should play a role over there, Glenn. And the reason I say that is because, you know, going back to what Ron Paul was saying when years ago when he looked me straight in the eye, put his finger right in front of my face and said, "We got no business over there. End of story." You got a comment on that?
Well, I sure do. Listen, as we speak, there is an invasion going on. This has been bumped out of the news a little bit by these events in the Middle East and in the Ukraine. But there's a continuous, large-scale, planned, calculated invasion on our southern border. And whether there's a lot, the whole history behind that, what goes on behind that, there's a lot of speculation. But this is going on right now, and these illegal immigrants are being not only coming across the border, they are being by our government dispersed across the country, and so we can't even control our own border. We probably don't need to be spending so much time worrying about half a world away. But also, as it relates directly to this, there are lots of reports and lots of evidence that there are people, quote, other than Mexicans, quote unquote, or other than Central Americans coming across that border. There are people just streaming across, and there's a lot of evidence that there are people, perhaps of Pakistani background, perhaps of Middle Eastern background, the Far East and the Near East and the Mid East that are streaming across that border in and amongst some of the Latin peoples from the Latin countries, and they may not mean us well. In other words, you could actually see terrorist acts coming, you know, Islamic Middle Eastern terrorist acts happening on American soil, and they get here not by tricking TSA at the airport are coming over with underwear bombs and shoe bombs and things that, while they come frisk Granny and x-ray Granny when she goes to the airport, we're letting them walk across our southern border. So and we've got big problems, yeah. But we need to take care of our business at home first, I think.
We have huge problems, as your boss, Congressman Walter Jones, has to say, as other people have to say. We got to stick to our own knitting at this point because our knitting is getting pretty sloppy. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guy's giant factory authorized sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high quality Mountain House freeze dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best tasting, longest proven shelf life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the giant factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. At the last two segments of the show with one of my favorite guests, one of my favorite golfing buddies, Jeff Deist. Jeff is the president of the Mises Institute. I have known Jeff for a lot of years. First met him when he was the tax guy, for lack of better terms, for then Congressman Ron Paul. He moved up the food chain to being the chief of staff for the congressman, with a stint with a consulting firm doing mergers and acquisitions work, and now he is ensconced down in Alabama, in the city of Auburn, being the president of the great institution, the Mises Institute, started by Lou Rockwell, a guy who I happen to have an awful lot of time for also. Going to chat right now a little bit about it's a service that's offered by Mises, Jeff, complimentary, if I'm not mistaken, to an extent, and it's called Mises U. Tell us about it.
Hi, Al. Mises U is a week-long event we have every summer. It's been going on since the 80s. And the basic idea was that high school, undergraduate, graduate students can't get any kind of real or good economics taught to them in most mainstream schools, right? I mean, if you look at all the textbooks, they're nonsensical, Keynesianist in their approach. They tend to be math and econometric oriented. So we wanted to teach from an Austrian perspective, or at least a free market perspective, what we consider real or correct economics. And so this started as a series of lectures and classes and seminars during the summer at Stanford in California years and years ago in the 80s, and then as we evolved our own campus here. So now we get about 150 kids every summer. They come for a week. They don't pay anything out of pocket other than their travel to get here. We put them all up in the dorm. I think we've got about 30 countries represented amongst the students this summer. And they basically get a packed week of speakers. They get people like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, Tom Woods, a lot of Austrian econ PhDs, teaching them dozens and dozens of one-hour classes. You know, some of it's real technical fundamental stuff. Some of it is lighter, more, libertarian topics. You know, you don't have to be an undergraduate student to watch live. Just go to Mises.org if you're interested. We have a schedule that shows all the speakers next week. If you might be a fan of a particular speaker or a particular subject. So it's really a fun thing. It's really what we're all about. Frankly, I wish I'd had the opportunity when I was 20 to have attended Mises U. I think it could really change your life. You know, think back, Al. It wasn't that long ago that if you wanted to learn about free market economics, what were your choices? You know, pre-internet age, you could go to your local bookstore or your local library or your university library. You might find Milton Friedman. You'd probably find John Kenneth Galbraith's book on the affluent society. There just wasn't that much out there. And if you were interested in Mises and Hayek and Rothbard, you had to work pretty hard to find all that stuff. And kids today have a tremendous leg up on previous generations because it's all right there. It's all instantly available online. But we still find that having kids come together physically for a real fun week and stay together in a dorm and share meals together is really a highlight of their undergraduate career. And we oftentimes create these sort of lifelong friends who stay with us. They go out and become academics. They go out into private business, wherever, but they still stay in touch with the Mises Institute. And frankly, you know, all three of us have a vested interest in making sure that young people are not just completely overwhelmed by the progressive stuff taught to them in universities, because we want a society and an economy that works, and we can't have that if all of our young people are just swallowing bad ideas in their most formative developmental intellectual years. So Mises U was started with just a handful, 10, 20 kids as an antidote to modern economics teaching, and it has grown into something we could never have imagined. If you have an interest, if you're listening to the show and you just like Austrian or free market economics generally, go to Mises.org, tune in next week, and I think you'll find that some pretty hardcore stuff, and I think you'll find it enjoyable, even if you're not 20 anymore, like Al apparently has hit 40 now, for instance. So, but Al, you're still welcome to join us.
Yeah. Well, no, I got to tell you, I truly appreciate that. I was starting to doze off a little bit here because it is 10 o'clock in the morning here on the West Coast as we're recording this thing. But, you know, I'm going to try and stay awake. 10 o'clock, normally I get up about 9, and then at 10 o'clock I take my first nap. If I interrupted you, Corey, I apologize, but, you know, I'm not even sure what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, no, don't worry about it, big guy. So, Jeff, for these talks that are available online, if somebody happens to miss it, albeit if they're at the office and they can't tune in, are they available on demand in a sense?
Later? Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, we'll record the whole thing. We'll archive the whole thing, and these talks will be searchable and findable on our YouTube page. Again, just go to Mises.org, and you can find our YouTube page. But it's kind of like, when you're trying to watch the Masters, but you're working during the day, you know, you got to go home and catch it on the Golf Channel that evening. We'll have all the stuff available. And, the British Open will be over by Sunday. So by Monday, you can get back to business. And that's when we'll be starting up.
British Open will be over by Monday. Boy, it's going to be interesting to see if Mr. Woods begins to form a comeback on that one. But having said that, I think people really need to take advantage of a phenomenal educational institution here that has gone virtual, and that is what you guys are putting out at the Mises Institute. I know that everybody on this site definitely has the intelligence and the interest in learning more about what is going on in terms of Austrian economics, in terms of what basically Lou has been discussing for quite some time now, along with some other people. Austrian economics is the average guy in the street admittedly doesn't even know how to spell Austrian, and that's a shame. But the people on this particular site and the people who would listen to this program, whether they're living down in Texas, whether they're living in Oregon, whatever, I mean, we've got 30 markets of you folks out there, and I would have to, I'm on the radio, and I would have to say that you really need to take advantage of this particular situation, because on the surface and initially, there really isn't any money involved in it, and you can learn a tremendous amount from what they have to say. You know, I got to tell you, Jeff, these kids who can come down and listen to people like Judge Napolitano and your former boss, Congressman Ron Paul, now Dr. Ron Paul, etc. I mean, boy, talk about a golden opportunity, Jeff.
Well, sure. Look, most of your listeners are interested in precious metals. They're interested in commodities investing, and they're interested in mining stocks. No matter which one of those three might be your particular interest, you need to understand Austrian arguments about, for instance, business cycle theory. And you need to understand them from both sides. There are very credible and knowledgeable people out there arguing that Austrian business cycle theory is nonsense and is incorrect. And I think it's important that you have an open mind and that you understand both sides. But if you're an investor and you're trying to make some money in the markets or at least preserve the money you've got, I think it's foolish to not try to understand monetary policy. And one of the leading schools out there with a strong opinion about monetary policy is our school, the Austrian school. So this isn't all just a complete abstraction. I think anybody who's out there investing would do themselves a tremendous service to try to at least understand, you know, hey, go out there and read the Marxists, go out there and read the Keynesians, go out there and read the neoclassical school, go out there and read Milton Friedman and the Monetarists, and come read our Austrian stuff. We try not to be dogmatic or monolithic. We try to present the case that we believe is correct. And I think that there's increasingly a class of investors out there like Mark Spitznagel, like Peter Schiff, who are applying Austrian principles on a sort of a micro investing scale.
Jeff, always great hearing what Mises is up to. I know I am looking forward to tuning into some of the talks that will be involved in Mises U. We have to take a quick break right now, but we're going to be right back with Jeff Dice talking about a couple of geopolitical issues.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, welcome back. Here to wrap up the show, Corey and I are chatting with Jeff Deist. We're going to go back to a subject in the earlier part of the show, and that was back in the first hour, and that was that I said that I felt that what the federal government was doing right now was a necessity. And by that I mean intervening in the markets. By that I mean printing money, the dole, et cetera, et cetera, giving food to people, and on and on and on. And the reason I said that was a necessity is I said that I felt that you would have utter chaos in this country if that were not going on. I still firmly believe that. Is that the correct thing to do economically? No. And eventually, as Chris brought out in the last part of the first hour, Chris Temple, he said that necessity is going to force this particular action to change sooner rather than later. I would agree with that. I personally don't want to have the dramatic events that would be going on in the streets of this country, though, if the government changed what they were doing. I would not want that to be going on right now. It's going to happen soon enough as it is. Mr. D, what do you think?
Well, it is going to happen soon enough, but I think the underlying point here is that it's going to be worse than it needs to have been. In other words, if we had simply taken stock of things back in 2000, 2001, when we had the tech bubble crash, if Alan Greenspan had not then gone on to precipitously begin expanding monetary policy or implementing an expansive monetary policy, an inflationary monetary policy, we could have put the brakes on and suffered a painful corrective recession at that point, but survived and had an opportunity to begin rebuilding real economy. He did the opposite. He turned the spigots on instead of slowing them down like Volcker did in the 70s. So as a result, we had our next bubble, which was real estate, resulted in the crash in the Lehman Brothers bankruptcy in that era, where we had, you know, huge amounts. We still have hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars in toxic debt assets out there that have not been completely wiped off the books. That bubble has been reinflated, of course, during the Obama era, so these bubbles keep getting bigger and worse. And I think you're right. I think if government stopped using monetary policy, especially to push on the string, as the expression goes, we'd see a very sharp and quick correction in the equities markets, for instance. That would lead people to begin looking for much safer investments and pulling out of stocks, that could have a very bad rebound effect. You know, we've got more people on food stamps than ever. So apart from monetary policy, we've got fiscal policy in the form of welfare transfer payments going to our less affluent folks. You know, it's a scary time compared to the Great Depression. You know, less than 1% of the U.S. population works in agriculture. In other words, feeding ourselves and feeding themselves, whereas during the Depression era, a huge percentage of Americans still lived and worked on farms. So even if they didn't have money coming in, they had some ability to sustain themselves. So that's not the case anymore. And you're right, Al. I mean, the government's in a horrific catch-22 at this point. About all they can do is keep trying to prop things up and leave the mess to the next set of politicians. Unfortunately, by doing so, by extending and pretending, as they say, they're making the mess bigger and more painful.
Jeff, I got to tell you, you know, I was screaming into various microphones starting in 1999, basically stating that you got to tear the house down, you got to tear the house down. This was before the housing crisis. You got to tear the house down, you got to build this thing up over again. The housing crisis came on right after the high-tech crisis. Same philosophy. We need to tear the house down and build and start over again. Said the same thing in 2008 when we had the huge recession, the failure of Lehman, etc. I said the same thing. I said, we've got to rebuild at this moment in time. Okay, here we are, 6 years later. I got to tell you, I've changed my tune only because I think the situation has gotten to the point where I don't believe until we have a crisis that is fully understood by everybody. Other people are going to be blaming the damn conservatives, blaming the damn liberals, etc. And I think you're going to have a very, very violent situation. Any comments?
Well, I think we are, but nonetheless, at some point we have to do it. And so we can either knowingly begin to address our structural, monetary and fiscal problems, or we can let the rest of the world determine how our financial future is going to go. I admit there's not an easy answer, but the first step in arriving at an answer is to understand fundamentally what's going on. And that involves having people understand at least something about monetary policy and understand at least something about government interference in private markets, understand something about how real wealth is built through A, profit and private savings, that are B, lead to capital accumulation, which C, is then deployed into the economy. It's not by printing money that we become more prosperous. Or if that was true, the Zimbabwean government would have created the most prosperous society on earth. It's a long-term problem, and the solutions, unfortunately, are not quick and easy.
The whole country has to realize we have a long-term problem before it can be settled, in my opinion, in a sensible, logical manner. Right now, I got to tell you, the United States of America in total does not realize what's going on, Jeff.
And the people who are in power have become so dislocated, disassociated from the American public. I mean, like we see in all empires, the heart of the empire, Washington, D.C., has never been more disconnected from the people it supposedly represents. And the political class has never been in such a bubble as it is today. I mean, the whole process by which one runs for office and raises money and goes to D.C. and stays in D.C. has become such a farce in this country, Al, that we can't even – I mean, Congress has, you know, a problem even sort of naming post offices, much less – having any sort of consensus or political will for solving our structural problems. I think that's a good thing. I think that's because the American people are going to start looking away and turning their backs on Washington, because Washington is just congenitally incapable of addressing these structural problems. So silver lining is that the first part of waking up is realizing that the answer ain't going to come from D.C. and it's going to come from us.
Well, and Jeff, this is something we touched on earlier in the show, that people do need to focus on themselves and their neighbors and their small communities and start the rebuilding there. And I wanted to get on to a question related to this, in a sense where we've thrown around the terms tearing the house down or doing the status quo. Do you think there's any middle ground where we can start to make changes? And I realize it would still be extending the problem, but in a way, slowly start to change it rather than taking the drastic opposite approach?
Absolutely. I mean, there are middle steps every day, and of course they come not from government but from market. I mean, we see steps every day. We see charities trying to work completely outside government to address enormous problems like malaria and famine in Africa. They've gotten so tired of the NGO and foreign aid racket that they're using tech to just bypass these old, slow bureaucratic systems altogether and actually start directly helping people. You know, microlending is another example of it. I mean, here at home, you see it every day. You see creative destruction. You see, like, Uber and Lyft are two examples of companies that came along and demolished this whole idea that government regulation through these ridiculous taxi medallions creates a safe, effective system of taxis. We see it all around us. But I think the single best thing we could do in terms of legislation would be for American citizens to demand the legalization of competing currencies. In other words, without dismantling the Fed, without having any big political changes in who we elect or who's president or anything like that, if we could just create the impetus to stop putting people in cages if they use something other than federal dollars to do business in the United States, then we would quickly see a marketplace for gold, silver, cryptocurrencies, e-currencies arise very quickly that would give people an immediate level of protection against a collapse in the dollar. So really what we need is the marketplace and human ingenuity, and we need government out of the way to make those things happen. So I think there's plenty of room for optimism, and I think that we just have to look outside of Washington to find it.
And I agree 1,000%. Corey, I would imagine you do too. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, Corey and I have had a great time putting this show together.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.